Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
And welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show. Hi, I'm your host, Nayshawn Turner, founder and CEO of Uniquely Designed Coaching and the creator of the Total Empowered Woman Experience. But look, before we get started today, I just want to let you know how you can connect with us, which is on my website, just going to www.NayshawnTurner.com, or you can go to UniquelyDesignCoaching.com. You also can touch bases with us on Facebook by just typing in Nayshawn Turner - Uniquely Designed Coaching, and you can always hit us up on Twitter. Just use the @ Nayshawn _Turner. Listen, call all of your friends, text somebody, Facebook somebody, tell them they don't want to miss today's show, and all they have to do is just log on to Blog Talk Radio, type in Uniquely Designed Talk, and then click on the link button, and then you know what? You are live with us on the show. Hey, you know what? I am so excited about today's show because we're going to be talking about secrets for helping moms feel good without feeling guilty. We really all need to know about that, right? With my guest, Christine St. Veal. You know what? I have a question for moms. How would it feel to take charge of yourself and your life so that you can stop feeling guilty and start feeling good? I mean, what mom wouldn't want to know how to do that? Well, on today's show, you're going to learn the secrets that Christine uses to help moms squash overwhelm and take charge of their happiness, of their relationship with their kids, with their husbands, and most importantly, with themselves. So if you feel frazzled, overwhelmed, confused, and you want to create real time for yourself and create a healthier lifestyle and pursue your dreams and goals by releasing those feelings like guilt and fear and frustration, isolation, confusion, listen, just tune in to today's show. But, you know, before I bring on Christine, I just want to share a little bit about her. Christine St. Veal is the founder and CEO of Moms in Charge and a social media strategist for her other business called Purpose Driven Media, which teaches women entrepreneurs how to leverage social media and start and grow their businesses and brand while being a mom. And, of course, she does workshops and all that great stuff, and that's how I met her, actually. Christine is better known as the Fly Mom Coach, and she helps moms across the country learn how to feel good without feeling guilty. She teaches us about healthier lifestyle, taking time out for yourself, setting goals and dreams, and all of those wonderful things while reducing the stress in our own lives. She is the mom coach, and she has three little ones herself, and she is what she likes to call herself, the hot tamale wife of one. And she just believes that being a fly mom is all about learning how to first love yourself. Christine has been featured on Dr. Oz and Essence.com, Fox 5 News, and she was a speaker at the Steve Harvey's Act Like a Success Conference, which is where I met her. And she's also the author of Whose Shoes Are You Wearing? 12 Steps to Uncovering the Woman You Really Want to Be. So I just want you guys to help welcome Christine to Uniquely Designed Talk. Good morning to you. How are you?
Well, good morning, Nayshawn. That was such an awesome introduction. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Well, you know what? I have been so anticipating this show, and so have so many others. And so we're just so excited that you're able to join us today. And so, you know, since our show is only 30 minutes, I just want to jump right in there and just ask you, you know, Christine, how did you start on this journey to being a fly mom?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Well, my journey actually started in 2011, which I wasn't really aware at the time, but that's when I left my full-time job. I was working in human resources in corporate and, you know, just in a situation where it was no longer healthy for me mentally or physically. I was pregnant with my third child on the way, and, you know, it was one of those things that I was forced to take a leap of faith, and between my husband and I, we decided that it was best that I left my job at that time, and so I became a stay-at-home mom, and I left in March and had my daughter in June, and going from, you know, a corporate environment where I was working, you know, long hours and just had a lot of different responsibilities, and then being a stay-at-home mom and then kind of losing myself in that process because I felt like I no longer really had my own identity. And, you know, I tell people I lost, I became a victim of identity theft due to motherhood. And so, you know, in that process of having my daughter, being a stay-at-home mom, that first year of my daughter's life was, you know, kind of challenging in terms of just I just didn't really take care of myself the way that I needed to, and later down the road realized that I was dealing with postpartum, you know, small cases of postpartum depression. And so dealing with that, one of the things that I did was I would go, you know, read on blogs and I would get on social media, and that was how I kind of connected with other moms who were also stay-at-home moms, and just reading different blogs and things like that. That's how I stayed connected and just realized that, you know, I needed to start taking care of myself. And that meant, you know, being away for a little bit, taking time out for myself and realizing that that was okay to do. And in that process, I, you know, started going to some networking events just to get out there and see what was out there. And one of the events that I went to is where I met Doreen Rainey, who later became my coach. And long story short, went to her conference, her Get Radical Women's Conference, and that's really where, as a result of going to that conference, where Moms in Charge was birthed. I started working with her and just realizing that just in reading different blogs and reading different articles and comments online from different moms is stating how they had all these dreams, they had all these goals, but they were put on the back burner because they were a mom. And to me, I felt like I didn't want to be that mom. I wanted to show my kids, to tell my kids that they can do anything and be anything they wanted to be, but I wanted to be that example for them. I wanted them to see me doing the thing that I told them that they can do. And so that's really what the preference is of how I started Moms in Charge, and that was really wanting to be the voice to help moms take charge of their lives, and that meant going after their dreams and goals and not settling for, you know, just not going after them because of, you know, being a mom. And I wanted to be that voice to show them that they could do it and that they can do it successfully. So that's pretty much how it got started. It started in 2012. And, you know, just through my blog and building a community and an audience and just sharing information for moms to be able to do more for themselves and to not feel guilty about it. Because in my own experience, when I'm taking care of myself, when I'm taking time out to take a breather, to just relax and be away for a little bit and rejuvenate, then I am able to become a better mom and a better wife. I'm a lot less stress-free, a lot less overwhelmed and frustrated and frazzled, like you mentioned earlier in the show. So that has just, you know, allowed me to be able to do that. And so I want to help moms to be able to do the same.
Awesome. I tell you, well, you definitely are the voice, you know, for moms who want to take charge of their lives. And it's great that you are the voice and not an echo. And so you are definitely being heard across the country on how to really make that happen. And one of the things that you said was that, you know, when you came off the job and you began to feel like you were a victim of identity theft. And mm-hmm. I think many of us have felt like that, because most of us, you know, we probably have worked outside of the home before becoming a mom, whether we were an employee mm-hmm. or owning our own business. And when you decide to kind of come home, stay home with your children for, you know, full time for a season, that can be a difficult transition, you know, like you said, mm-hmm. having that identity crisis. I remember years ago, you know, because I was in corporate as well, and mm-hmm. so I had that identity crisis. Can you talk to, mm-hmm. to us a little bit about what that's like and how you came out of that?
Sure. Well, for me, it was just, again, like I'm one that actually loved what I did. I worked in human resources and recruiting and, you know, just loved working with the employees there and bringing new people on and giving them those opportunities, those career opportunities. And, you know, I looked forward to being able to go to work, and that was kind of, you know, my husband and I would switch off, and that was kind of my break, my getaway, and my feeling of, okay, I'm doing something and there was something to show for it. And, you know, that overnight for me, it literally was overnight of, you know, leaving my job and staying home initially was definitely a breath of fresh air. And then when you get into it, it's like, okay, so what do I do? You know, and then mm-hmm. a lot of my friends, you know, were not in the same boat, and so they couldn't relate, and so I wasn't able to kind of reach out to who would have been my support, you know, to be able to share information or anything like that. So I literally had to kind of find my own support and kind of find people who could relate to what I was going through and who I could relate to as well. And I think that was really one of the key things that I did to kind of feel like, okay, I'm not alone, and there's other things that I could be doing, and not feeling, again, guilty, because there was that guilt, because, you know, at a time when most people were losing their jobs, struggling to make ends meet, I was blessed in the fact that I didn't have to go to work and that I could take my time to figure out what I wanted. And so deep down I felt like, okay, you should be happy. What are you complaining about? You know, take your time and just relax. But, you know, I was feeling like, okay, there's something more. What should I be doing? And not being able to figure out initially what that was. And so, you know, again, just going online and being a part of different Facebook groups and looking and reading different blogs, you know, mom blogs, and finding out, you know, what they're doing, what types of things they're doing, and then realizing that, okay, there's other things that people are doing online that, you know, to make money. And initially for me it was, you know, reading those comments from moms that was like they couldn't do anything else. And how dare you suggest that they could do anything uh-huh. other than being a mom. And, you know, for me right. I was like, well, wow, but I feel like I can do more, and I know that I can, and I want you to know that you can as well. And so that really was the driving factor for me. So I really just started to take little bits of time, you know, working out a schedule with my husband where I might go a few times a week to, you know, a coffee shop or something and, you know, just spend some time with myself, really start right. to get to know myself and who I was and what I like to do. I think that's important to do. And, you know, just really dedicating that time. And so once I started doing that and just making it more of a habit, I realized that, you know, there's other things that I wanted to do. I didn't know that I would become a writer or blogger or anything like that. It just kind of happened, mm-hmm. and I, you know, I've enjoyed being able to do that. It's how I've met a lot of wonderful people and great connections, such as yourself. you know, that really was the starting point, was really just identifying, you know, that there was more that I wanted to do. And just going online and doing some research, so to speak, and just connecting with people, again, online. A lot of times what I realize, and one of the biggest complaints, you know, with some of my clients is that they don't have support. And so I've learned that sometimes we have to create our own support, whether it's joining a mom's group, whether it's going online and joining an online community. But a lot of times, you know, we may not have people who understand what we're trying to do. And that's okay, because it's not always their job to do that. But there are people out there who would love to support you. And, you know, sometimes it's up to us to go out there and find that support that we need. And so that's really one of the things that I started to do, was to find that support and be that support for other people.
Absolutely, absolutely. We definitely need that support, you know, as we are pursuing whatever journey that we're on, of exploring that more that we have in us. And I think that, you know, as you touched on that, you know, you said you knew there was more. And when you know there's more, it is because there definitely is more. And so it's important for us to pursue that more, that purpose that we have, in order to make a huge contribution into the lives of others. And you've done that in such a fantastic way into the lives of mom and teaching them how to grab hold of that identity and embracing that support system, creating it, whether you have it or not, let's create it and let's get moving on fulfilling your purpose. You know what, Christine, we are all so busy running around, taking care of everything and everybody, you know, like how we always do. And we're always making sure that everybody else's needs are met first before our own. And I know so many moms that are struggling to learn how to put themselves on their own to-do list and to ensure that, you know, that they've taken care of themselves as well. What are some of the first steps for us as moms to make sure that we're making ourselves a priority without the guilt?
Absolutely. That's really a great question, because, like you said, that's definitely a big complaint and a big struggle, challenge. One of the quotes that I love and I share all the time is that when you say yes to others, make sure you're not saying no to yourself. And that resonates so much because, like you said, we are always saying yes to everyone else. We are always doing everything for everyone else, and it always leaves little time for us, if any time for us. And it's funny, one of the chapters in my book is called No is a Complete Sentence. And it was a struggle for me to learn how to say
no
and leave it at that. Because coming from a big family, especially, you know, I'm one of seven. There are 13 grandchildren in the family. So there's always something going on. Yes, always something going on. And, you know, for me, even after I became a stay-at-home mom, one of the other things is that people assume that you stay at home and you're not doing anything. So you can do this.
Oh, my gosh,
you can run there. And it's going to be a problem. And so there was a lot of guilt with saying no, because I felt like, okay, well, I should be able to do that. But then I realized that I was being frustrated. I was being overwhelmed. Like, I was just overwhelmed a lot. And, you know, the people who I was taking it out on were my family, were my kids and my husband. And I realized something had to change. And so what I say is that, one, you know, we have to start putting ourselves on our calendar. So when I was working full time, I lived by my calendar. When I got into the office, I would check my calendar. Any meetings that had to be planned had to be put on my calendar, because that's how I kept things straight. And for some reason, when I left, you know, corporate and became a stay-at-home mom, I stopped using the calendar. And one of the things that I did to get back on track was start using the calendar. Everything that I do goes on my calendar, including my own time. If I'm going out to spend time with myself, if I'm going out to do a mani-pedi, it's on my calendar. And the calendar is shared with my husband. If I'm doing, you know, a workshop, anything that is going on, it goes on the calendar. And, you know, the thing is, we have to treat ourselves like that VIP client or customer that we would treat any other person. And that's really the only way to make sure that you take that time out for yourself, because for me, if it wasn't on my calendar, it wasn't getting done. And so I had to get back in the habit of keeping a calendar and making sure that I keep my time sacred. You know, my time is sacred, and, you know, I know that when I don't take care of myself, I can't possibly take care of my children and my husband the best way that I can. So it's become a non-negotiable for me, and a lot of times that's what it has to be. It has to be a non-negotiable. You know, we all have the same 24 hours, and so, you know, we just have to make that commitment to be able to do it and to get in the habit of saying no. And for me, it was really hard initially. I couldn't just say no. So sometimes, you know, what I'll say is start with, you know, saying something like, if you have that challenge with saying no, say, you know, let me check my calendar and get back to you, but then get back to them with a no. So at least initially you're not having to say that no right away. It gives you a little bit of a buffer.
Right.
But for me, you know, it worked because I was like, okay, let me muster up the courage to tell this person no. And, yes, one of those people were my mom that I had to, you know, get used to saying no to. So sometimes, you know, you have to build in a little buffer until you get comfortable with it. But no really uh-huh. is a complete sentence. And when it comes to taking care of yourself, that should never be, you know, up for negotiation. That should never be something that you feel guilty about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. I love it. And you do. You have to have those non-negotiables. And it's really good because you kind of led right into my next question, because I was going to ask you, how do you get everybody on board in the household to honor mm-hmm. this new way of being as a mom? And it's,
right.
it's so important that if you learn to honor it, you know, it's going to force everyone else to honor it as well. And
absolutely.
So, you know, setting up those boundaries, you know, in your life
mm-hmm.
and being okay with that, giving yourself permission to be able to
yes.
say no and to honor yourself and what your needs are is so important. And I'm so grateful that what you do is really giving other moms that permission to take care of them
mm-hmm.
and to make themselves a priority so that we can be all that we are meant to be, you know, all that we were designed
yes.
to be, you know, by God, and to enjoy that life, you know, that we are
mm-hmm.
pursuing, you know,
exactly.
that pursuit of happiness that includes all of that. And so,
mm-hmm.
wow, good. That's some good stuff. And
yes.
so I wanted to just talk a few minutes about your book, Whose Shoes Are You Wearing? Can you tell us just a little bit about your book?
I sure can. And just to touch upon real quickly about the boundaries, one of the other things
yeah.
that I do is I teach my kids, too, as well. So a lot of the mom guilt stems because we're trying to keep things for my kids. My kids are very, I tell them about what I do with Moms in Charge. My son knows, like, if I haven't gone out in a while, like, you know, not too long ago, he was asking me, Mommy, when are you going to go do your mommy thing? So he knows that
mm-hmm.
mommy needs a break and, you know, there's nothing bad about it, but they know that I'll be back. And so just making sure that you keep that communication with your family, I think, is really key
absolutely.
As well. So I just wanted to put that out there, because a lot of times we don't include our children. And for me personally, that's what's helped to keep those boundaries and to help them get excited about what I'm doing as well.
Yes, because I think that it's true. You know, as we put that out there, they learn to respect it, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I remember when my kids were much younger, you know, I would tell them, Mommy needs a timeout too. And so
mm-hmm.
this is my
yes.
moment, you know, where I can have a timeout. And so they got used to that as well. And so,
mm-hmm.
And it's very freeing. You know, when you know that everybody is enlisted in the family, you know, to join in what is important to mommy as well. And
mm-hmm.
so once they understand that, then everybody's able to move a little bit smoothly in the home
yes.
and it's established. It's an established place of being, you know, for all of us, once everybody
exactly.
understands what this really means and how this is going to impact them and benefit them as a family.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. And Whose Shoes book, thank you for asking. I co-authored Whose Shoes Are You Wearing? 12 Steps to Uncovering
uh-huh.
the Woman You Really Want to Be with my sister last year.
Yes.
And it just came about as a conversation we were having. So we're both kind of in the same space in terms of empowerment for women. And we were having a conversation about a product that we wanted to create for our clients. And, you know, initially I was under the impression that it was just going to be, you know, an e-book, quick e-book put together. And that's what we
uh-huh.
offer. And it ended up being a full book, a very powerful book, that is all about understanding who you are as a person. And not only who
yeah.
you are, but being confident and walking in the shoes that God created for you, regardless
uh-huh.
of your background, regardless of the obstacles, regardless of the challenges that you have faced, that you have shoes that were made for you. You have a journey that was uniquely designed for you, and it's up to you to be able to push past all of those things that may try to hold you back from doing that. And so we wrote it together. It's 12 chapters. It's a quick read, and it's, you know, really touching even on the cultural aspect. You know, and culture for us you know, was being raised in America with our parents being from Uganda. And, you know, but as we've talked to people and as we've done book signings and book tours, you know, we found that cultures from all different cultures have definitely related to it. And also whether mm-hmm. people are from the South versus the North, that's a different culture as well. And so they have been able to really relate to the different things that we talk about in the book. And so, you know, different things like learning how to keep it real with yourself, because once you learn how to keep it real with yourself, that's when you can really truly open the doors of transformation in your own life.
Absolutely. Oh, wow, that is so good. That is so great. Listen, for those of you who are just tuning in, you are listening to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman Radio, with my guest, Christine St. Veal, who is the founder and CEO of Moms in Charge and social media strategist, sharing how to first love yourself so that you can enjoy the fullness of your life as a mom and as a wife, all while creating your dream life. You know what? We only have a few minutes left, and I really want you to kind of give a shout-out to everybody about how they can reach you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You can reach me. I write frequently on my blog, Moms in Charge, and that's without the I.com. You can reach me. I'm always, like she said, on social media, so Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Moms in Charge. All three of them. And so I love to hear from you. I love to interact. And if you go to my website, I actually have a free ebook. It's 8 Ways to Get Your Fly Back. So learning how to first love yourself. And it's a free ebook that I've created specifically for those moms who are going through the things that we talked about in this show.
Wow, wow, that is so incredible. You know, I love what you were saying about your book and about just knowing that, you know, it's important for us to be able to own who we are. And I definitely believe that. I coach a lot of women on owning who you are, owning your own power, walking in that which God has created you to be and to do. And one thing that I realize is that nobody can beat you being you. And so when we try to walk in other people's shoes or we try to be somebody that we're not, listen, they're already taken. So it's important for us to be able to just be ourselves and to be able to express that in such a real way. And that's where the pureness of our joy and our happiness is, because we know that we are being who we were created to be. So whose shoes are you wearing? I love it. I love it. Listen, Christine, we only have a couple of minutes left, but what final words would you like to leave with moms today that can empower them to embrace their fly concept so that the fly concept so that they can become awesome women, moms, wives, employees, business owners without guilt?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I just, you know, want moms to understand, you know, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of, you know, what you're going through, it's possible to pursue your goals and your dreams and still be a great mom, be a great wife in the process. And, you know, if it comes down to just the support system that you're lacking, then I encourage you to go out and find the support. A lot of times we have to just find out, you know, those people, go and seek the support. But there's so many people who are willing to support you where you are. And so I definitely encourage you to do that. And, you know, and don't be afraid to do it. Don't be afraid to ask for the help. A lot of times we're so caught up in doing everything for ourselves. But one thing I encourage you to do is ask for the help that you need. Don't be afraid to ask for the help. And don't be afraid to get out of your comfort zone, because that will probably cause you to do that. And, you know, we definitely talk a lot about this in our book and have worksheets and exercises to go along with that. And if you're interested in that, that's at whoshoesbook.com. So, you know, just go out and do it. Be the fly mom that you were created to be, and I'll be there cheering you on.
All right. Well, listen, I just want to thank you so much, Christine, for coming on the show today and just sharing so many fabulous tips to help us to all become fly moms. And, listen, I just wanted you to tell the people one more time how they can reach you, just real quickly.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again for having me, Nayshawn. You can reach me at momsincharge.com. I am on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Moms in Charge. And to download and get your copy of Whose Shoes Book, you can go to whoseshoesbook.com. choosebook.com. And that's W-H-O-S-E, choosebook.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Christine. Oh, our time is over, but
thank
listen,
you.
I really enjoyed this time with you. So
we
hope to hear from you again and find, keep in touch and find out what's going on with you.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All righty. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Again, if you have any questions that you would like to ask Christine, just email her at info@momsincharge.com. And please, if you have any comments, just leave us a comment on Facebook at Nayshawn Turner-Uniquely Designed Coaching regarding today's show, or email me at intern@uniquelydesigncoaching.com. Lastly, don't forget, if you are enjoying Uniquely Designed Talk, just please click the blue follow button on Blog Talk Radio and invite others to tune in every week. And remember, Uniquely Designed Talk is all about empowering you to uniquely design your life. See you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be, as we empower you to uniquely design your life.